Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Wamadhai podcast. Joining us today is Cynthia from Jumbojet, and she'll talk to us about the Jumbojet brand, and many other things around, the airline and also, aviation in Kenya. So Cynthia,
yes.
Welcome to our podcast.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Now, tell me about the evolution, of this brand.
Well, Jumbojet, actually, it's now 7 years.
It has been
7 years, yeah, 2014.
2014.
Yeah, 2014 to now.
Interesting.
So, obviously, it's been a long journey for us.
Yeah.
A journey that hasn't been easy, but also a journey that has been very exciting to be on. When we started operations, obviously, in 2014, there was no other airline that was doing what we are doing. We came to revolutionize the way people fly, the way people view flying.
Yeah.
You know, flying was known to be for the chosen few, so to say.
Expensive.
You know, yeah, very expensive, so very not reachable to many people. So when Jumbojet came about, it was about, making it as easy as possible for people to fly, as affordable as possible for people to fly, you know. So it was an exciting journey back then. And, we've grown so far. 30% of our customers, for instance, are first-time flyers. So you can imagine how many more people were not able to fly, but then they were able to fly at that particular time. And obviously, we've been able to grow the domestic market, not only domestic market, especially the domestic market, let me put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, from, the numbers that they were flying, now more and more people are flying. As Jumbojet ourselves, since inception, we've flown over 3.8 million passengers. So since 2014 to date,
yeah,
over 3.8 million passengers, which is not a small feat. So it's been a long journey, a long, exciting journey. Doing a lot of things on the way to make sure that we are answering the customers' questions, we are providing them the services they want,
yeah,
and we are giving it to them in an exciting manner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are the majority of your customers?
Well, we have a selection of customers. So we have our business passengers who obviously go from city to city, whether they're running businesses in one city but they live in another, or they have a business in this city and a business in another city.
Mm.
Or you have, some of them are actually maybe architects or, for instance, lawyers who have to travel city to city. So that's one segment of our customers. And then we also have the family passenger. So families traveling on holiday or to visit family and friends.
Yeah.
So obviously we get that during the holiday times or during the weekends.
Yeah.
And then we have the solo travelers, or we call them sometimes sassy explorers,
yeah,
who just want to get up and, go explore a different destination. And,
yeah,
those people can travel at any time. You know, they feel like on the work in Nairobi.
Mm.
Can I speak Swahili?
Yeah.
They feel like, they're bored with just staying in one place. So they book a flight and go to their next destination. And,
yeah,
we see that a lot as well. And then we have the groups that travel. So either it's a corporate group or a chama group that's traveling for maybe their end of year or something.
Mm.
And then we have the corporates as well that also fly as part of that. So, yeah, those are the main segments of our customers, I would say.
I noticed even in the beginning, you went digital first, and you already had, these,
yeah,
bookings, etc. online. How has that progressed, from when you started to now?
Yeah, so it was very important for Jumbojet to have most of its business online, because that's basically how you're able to also keep the low cost, the costs low, the cost of operation low, because that means if most people book through your website, then you don't have to maintain physical offices and stuff like that. But obviously we still have the offices, but we encourage more bookings to come through online. Yeah, so it was very important for us at the beginning to make sure that people know that, do these things for yourselves, because it's much cheaper for you.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the intention here was to keep the ticket price as low as possible for the customer,
mm-hmm,
to benefit the customer at the end of the day, because if our cost of operation are high, guess what? That's going to go to the customer. So progressively we've seen more and more people embrace online booking, and coming directly to the website to book their tickets.
Mm.
And I would actually say it's been growing.
Mm.
From about 60 to now, you're talking about 70-75% of our bookings coming from online, so which is very encouraging. I don't think any other industry has been able to do that, aside from e-commerce businesses, obviously. But it's very big for us. Online is very big for us, and we invest a lot on our online platform and, in the activities that we do.
Nice. By the way, that 20% is a lot, and I feel that's, you know, that's quite a feat. And you know, I've noticed you've actually encouraged people to do that through campaigns. So tell me about some of the campaigns, successful digital campaigns that you've been able to do online, and what has been the impact, you know, to the business.
Yeah, so obviously it comes even from the name itself, JamboJet.com, you know. Yeah. So it already pushes you to think online, yeah? And from the beginning, you know, as I said, people didn't see that air travel is very accessible. So one of the first campaigns that that we did at JamboJet was to tell people, you know, give people reasons to fly. And one of the campaigns that we did was Fly a Bus campaign, where, you know, the team went to, I think it was somewhere on River Road, took up people who are getting on a matatu to go to Kisumu and told them, actually, today we are going to fly you to Kisumu. And it was pretty incredible because they couldn't believe it themselves. They're like, what do you mean? They thought it was a lie at first. So they signed the forms, obviously, because, you know, you have to allow us to fly you there. So then they get to the airport. 45 minutes, they're in Kisumu, and they couldn't believe it. They're like, you know, we would have spent how many hours on the road trying to get to Kisumu. So we were trying to also show people the benefits of flying. Yeah. There was somebody who was actually going, I think, for a funeral, and they were delivering flowers.
Yeah.
So you can imagine how many hours on the road those flowers take, and how, you know, the condition they arrive in, you know, when they're on the road. But, you know, on a flight, then, you know, they arrive in 45 minutes and they're still fresh and stuff like that. So there are very many, it benefits very many different people in very many different ways. Mm-hmm. And most of our campaigns have been led, digitally led, because we know that's the environment that we operate in. That's where we encourage people to book through. So we do more and more campaigns online, and especially pushing the bookings through online channels.
Yeah.
I mean, the most recent one, obviously, was Now Travel Ready, which was a purely digital campaign.
Yeah.
Obviously, we were operating during Corona times.
Yeah.
And how do you tell people that they can now fly?
Yeah.
How do you tell people after a very long time of not of the lockdowns, of the restrictions?
Yeah.
You know, Corona is new. How do you know which hotels are open?
Yeah.
How do you know how to get there?
Yeah.
How do you know what activities you can do? How do you know the measures that they've put in place? So we thought it was important to begin this conversation of telling people, you know, these are the places you can go to. These are the things that you can do when you go to that particular destination. And we create content from it, because it's not only about that particular experience at that time, but also how do you share this experience and how do you expose it to many more people. And that's why we also worked with content creators in the online space on various platforms to create content on their platforms to speak to their audiences through these online channels about this particular campaign and how they can travel in the new normal. And we've seen that that also grew our online during the Corona period. It grew our online bookings by about 7%. So you could see that people are also shifting to online, just as everything has become virtual nowadays.
Because, you know, people are at home, so they're kind of forced to just do like virtual things.
Yeah.
I'm really interested, you know, with the concept of Now Travel Ready. I mean, you know, the where did you see that going, and do you think it was successful? You already shared one metric that actually bookings went up, but do you think it was successful if you look at other metrics as well?
I would say it was a very successful campaign, because the thing is, we worked with people still in travel industry.
Oh, nobody, I'd like to say that I was one of them.
Yeah, you are one of them. So you also understand this conversation and, you know, just how much work we've put into it.
True.
Obviously, we partnered with hotels, activity providers, tour operators to provide ground transfers or to provide this the excursions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We partnered with the government on various aspects, you know, to just host us when you go to their counties. County government was very supportive in most of the counties that we went to. The KWS to the parks, you know, so they opened all the doors, because we needed to have this conversation as one. We needed to have one conversation telling people how they can travel. And we're very glad to be in the center of all that, rather leading that particular conversation.
Yeah.
So that was what inspired the conversation around now travel ready. We couldn't do it by ourselves because as Jumbo Jet, the only thing we can provide you is the air transport, right?
Yeah.
We can take you from point A to point B. But for us and the conversation of, we know what the customer is looking at for at this particular moment.
Mm.
The customer, you can't just tell them to fly and then what do I do when I get there? Where do I go? Which hotels are open?
Yeah.
How much are they charging, you know?
Yeah.
You know, do they have any packages? So those are the kind of things that we wanted to provide one solution to the customer when they're listening to us, when you're telling them, yeah, fly from, you know, Nairobi to Mombasa, Diani, Malindi, Kisumu, Eldoret.
Yeah.
We are telling you to go there and do something, you know,
yeah.
And go to these particular hotels. These particular hotels are open. And obviously that conversation also helped the hotels a lot and the partners that we worked with, because at that point, you can imagine the industry was, we didn't have a lot of money to spend, because obviously we had been on about 5 months not in operation, so we didn't have a lot of money to spend, and that's why online also worked really well for us, because it's also much cheaper,
of course,
to you know, have this conversation online as opposed to other forms of media.
I feel like this campaign is you know, it's also really unique because it brings in you know, county governments, you know, tour operators, these hotels, you know, and all that stuff, and I feel like, for instance, if you want to travel to Mombasa and you go to the Jumbo Jet website, you can see the hotels, you can go, you can stay at, and then also you can see activities. How do you think that has has helped clients, make the decision to go to a certain destination, because there's all this barrage of information there. You have content creators, but also you do have on that particular page or their booking, you have all this information readily available.
Yeah, so it's been interesting because even internally, we get feedback and people are saying, we didn't know we could do all that in Eldoret. We did a lot of work in Eldoret.
Yeah.
One of our favorite destinations, really.
Yeah.
So it was nice seeing all those different places,
yeah,
all those things that we could do.
Yeah.
Some people would go to Kisumu, but then they don't know what else to do in Kisumu. They go by the lake and then what, you know?
Yeah.
They don't think there's anything much more to do when you're in Kisumu.
Yeah.
But then you see the Maragoli Hills. You know, we went all the way to Pikidi, which was a fantastic place in Siaya. Was it in Siaya?
Yes.
Is it in Siaya? I think so, yeah.
Yes.
Then you go to the islands, the fishing islands. So it was a very, very good experience, showcasing different aspects of this particular destination that people don't necessarily don't see before, you know. And internally, like, people would say, I didn't know you could do all this. In fact, I want to book I want to go on a family holiday, and then I want to do all these activities, you know. I've had people say that. I'm like, you know what, just go to the microsite and you'll see all the activities listed there, and you can do them. So it's interesting to see how that has grown.
Yeah.
And we've also been receiving feedback from the hotels directly, you know. Just talking about, people would call and then say, oh yeah, I saw you on the Jumbo Jet ad, so tell us more about, for instance, Seattle or something like that. So
yeah,
it's nice to also see the hotels getting that kind of feedback, because
yeah,
then it shows you that, you know, the conversation was relevant and it reached the right people.
To be honest, I really, really love that. Now, I mean, it's Women's Month, and, you know, I mean, it, you know, it's obviously coming to an end, but, you know, in my opinion, I feel like, you know, women should be, celebrated, you know, the whole year. And, you know, jump into that conversation. You know, as far as, you know, women are concerned, what is the presentation, and what's the brand's stance as far as, you know, women empowerment?
Oh, Jumbo Jet is, 52% of the employees are female. At Jumbo Jet. So that just tells you how much women have a say, or rather are represented in the organization.
Yeah.
And when you go to how much women have a say, like about 30% of the leadership team is also comprised of women.
Yeah.
And that includes our head of maintenance, which is one of the biggest organizations in the corporate, you know, biggest departments, rather most impactful departments, because without maintenance, I mean, it's one of the things that we invest in a lot.
Yeah.
We also have our head of safety and security is also female, which then just tells you, you know, we pride ourselves in being a safe airline, you know, with all standards kept in place. You know, we are EASA certified, and the people who spearheaded that particular project are actually the women. You know, the head of maintenance, when you look at the head of maintenance and the head of safety and security, you know, so the HR, you know, so it's a lot of people that are very well represented. When you now move to the flight deck, for instance, it's about 25% of women. And on average, globally, it's about 4% representation when you look at it. Yeah. So that tells you we're already ahead in terms of how women are you know, being represented in the company, which is something we encourage and we work towards, you know, just empowering them even more and more. And not only with the people who are already in the organization, but also how we invest in other people.
Yeah.
For instance, as part of our CSR programs, we have education as part of our CSR programs.
Mm.
So we do support people, students from EASA, that's East Africa School of Aviation, and we still, so that's in the tertiary level, and then we also support, so let's say, something like Kenya Kesho School for Girls, which is in Ukunda, which is a school that supports children. You know, the area there, the female children don't get to go to school. So it's a school that was built specifically for the children, just to give them a place to come back to. They get married very young. So instead of you getting married very young, you know, go and study. So aside from that, we also support Our Lady of Nazareth. And, you know, we have a couple of students that we support through high school, through primary school, who are female, and we want to support that to the highest level that they can go to. And it's just about encouraging them and giving them the platform and giving them the opportunity to study.
With COVID, the first time there was a lockdown, you know, you responded with, you know, with a campaign. Now things are a bit different because you're not flying in, you know, in this zone, but you're flying in other places. What do you know? I mean, how do you see the brand responding when things are open? When things are open again?
Yeah, the good thing about Jumbo Jet, and the thing I appreciate about Jumbo Jet, is our agility and our you know, our being able to do things as fast as possible and adapting to situations as fast as possible. And, you know, we don't have a lot of, we don't run around a lot when it comes to getting things done.
Yeah.
So we get things done. We get things done the right way. We get things done that will impact the business, that will also answer the questions of the customer. And, you know, in all everything that we talk about, we always put the customer at the core of everything we do. What does the customer want to see? What is the customer needing at this particular moment, you know? Our hub is Nairobi. Firstly, we have a secondary hub in Mombasa. To cater for the direct route markets from between Mombasa, Kisumu, to Kisumu and Eldoret, which is now operational. Which, again, we are telling people that, you know, fine, you're not flying from Nairobi, but you can still fly on these other destinations, so that we can still provide that particular movement for the customers who are still interested in flying between Kisumu and Mombasa or Eldoret and Mombasa. You know, yeah.
And now you have that route, Mombasa, Kisumu, Eldoret. Do you see yourself, or rather yourselves, launching other local routes, especially now? Because if you think about it, if you think before Mombasa, Kisumu, and Eldoret route was launched, people used to come to Nairobi, then have to go to Mombasa. So do you see that is something that you you know, that you can look into going forward?
Yeah, obviously we had a lot of plans this year. Hoping for a better year than 2020. We are still hoping for a better year than 2020.
Yeah.
And we feel 2021 is going to be much, much better than what 2020 was.
Mm.
Hopefully the lockdown does not extend so much. But then obviously in that is also, you know, just hoping that the situation becomes better, that, you know, the cases reduce, because we also don't want to participate in spreading the disease and stuff like that. So we are also very cautious. And the good thing is we've put all the measures in place. As far as our operations are concerned, we've put the measures in place. We ensure that our staff are protected. We ensure that the passengers, as they're traveling, that they're protected. It also goes to their own, the passengers themselves have to, this responsibility has to start with the passengers themselves. So that's something that we insist. Like, for instance, wearing your mask throughout the flight. I mean, as uncomfortable as it might seem, you have to put on your mask throughout the flight, you know. And those are just some of the, that's just one of the measures that that the customers obviously has to adhere to. And it's in the cleaning of our aircraft. It's in, you know, the HEPA filters that clean the air every 3 minutes in the aircraft. The way the staff, you know, sometimes nowadays you might not have all the access you have, for instance, with the cockpit. That's just because we also want to kind of like just keep that distance. So, yeah.
You mentioned some of the precautions that you're taking on your flights so that, you know, you can protect, you know, both the crew and the, you know, and the passengers. Maybe tell me more a bit about that.
All right. So the precautions actually start from the moment you step into the airport. And this is something that we did early on, even before we knew when we would reopen. But we were just getting ready, we were just preparing, because we were hopeful that, you know, things are going to get better. So it starts from the moment you get into the airport. Obviously, some of the precautions are not only implemented by us, but also with the KA and Port Health. So you have the screening, and then you have the sanitization points at every point. There's now a screen between you and, well, as you're checking in, a screen between yourself and the staff. But even in check-in, I encourage online check-in, because if you don't have a bag to drop off, then you might as well just, you know, check in online and then go directly to the gate. You know, it reduces the touch points that you have with the staff. And then obviously there's physical distancing on the queues and at the lounge. And then when we are boarding, previously we would start boarding, you know, with just the kids or people needing special assistance, or family traveling with kids. Those are the people who would start boarding. They still start boarding, but then we've introduced another thing, which is boarding by zones.
Oh, yeah, zone one, zone two.
Yes, so you board from the people who are seated at the rear of the cabin to the middle, and then, you know, to the front, so that you also reduce that movement in between the aircraft itself, so that the people who are seated at the back, they go in first, they sit down, then the next layer of people go. So then...
The people who are whatever near the exit,
exactly,
who are light fast.
And in the aircraft itself, the way it's clean, I mean, we used to clean the aircraft before, not to say that we never used to clean the aircraft, but the intensity has increased. I mean, that we clean the aircraft before and after each flight.
The places that are prone to touch, those places are usually thoroughly sanitized. We've removed the menu cards from the seat pockets. Obviously, the security, the safety booklet has to stay there, because it's a procedure that it's a standard, it has to be there. But we encourage and we don't do service anymore on board, just to kind of like also reduce that people removing their masks. And then when people are alighting again, they alight starting from the people who are seated next to the exit doors, and that's where they start exiting. And the passengers don't open the overhead bins.
They're opened by the crew.
So previously you would be able to open it yourself, but now the crew open, because the moment they open, then they sanitize. So there's a lot of sanitization that takes place.
Also, I've noticed that if you remove your mask, they come and tell you, you cannot be able to do that.
Exactly. So they have to insist, because we get some passengers that, you know, would remove their masks, but the crew would let them.
So
we insist on wearing your mask correctly. You know, your mask is not for your chin, it's for your nose and mouth. So the crew are doing a good job in, you know, insisting that happens, because otherwise then we would be playing a part in spreading and the disease, and also other passengers will not be comfortable in flying, you know. And the whole idea is to keep everybody who is on that particular aircraft to feel comfortable with flying.
That's very true. Now, hopefully we'll be now travel ready again.
Yes.
And, you know, I mean, what can your customers expect from the airline?
Well, they should expect us to put them first, as usual. We listen a lot to them, and our feedback lines are usually open. We take customer experience and customer feedback very seriously, and that's why we do a lot of surveys with them. You know, our customer experience email is available, customer.experience@jambojet.com, where people share their feedback or share their whatever it is that they want to share with the airline, and we take that feedback very seriously. And it's usually implemented. Sometimes we can't implement everything at once, but it's steps that we are taking towards ensuring that the customers feel happy. So even as we are in this lockdown, but when we reopen, they should expect the same level of measures that will be put in place, the same level of commitment that we have in ensuring their safety when they're flying with us, the same level of cleanliness, the same level of you know, care that we give to them, that we give to our customers, and that we give to our crew. They should expect the same level, if not more. So we are excited, and we are looking forward to that day when we can, you know, fly to these other routes. Obviously, we have the direct routes that are still ongoing, but obviously, you know, when the moment you lock out Nairobi, then you lock out Nairobians from reaching these other counties, and those
That's
counties
true.
From getting into Nairobi. So yeah. We look forward to that day.
Yeah. You've basically done quite a bit, you know, to encourage domestic travel. You know, I mean, how do you see this space, you know, going forward 5 years from now, and what role with the airline does the airline see, you know, playing, in, you know, in that space?
Domestic market has been growing steadily over. I mean, since let me just speak from when we started operations.
Yeah.
And we've seen that the market has grown. In fact, each route has grown in its own regard. If I was to give an example of Ukunda, for instance, before we started Ukunda, it used to be serviced by. It never used to be serviced well. Let me just put it that way. There was not enough capacity.
Yeah.
In Ukunda to give. There was not enough capacity. Capacity by capacity, I mean the seat capacity for airlines to fly into Ukunda and to take customers to Ukunda. But the moment we introduce flights to Ukunda, then you know, we have a bigger aircraft which can carry more people, which then means more people fly into Ukunda, more people fly into Kwale County in general, more people get into the hotels. So in that way, then it provides it feeds the rest of the ecosystem, the tourism ecosystem. And you know, we look, and that has happened in the other counties as well. So when we work really closely with the county governments, you know, every county that we fly in, and you know, to share, you know, what do you need us to do, or where can we assist, you know, as well as where can they assist us in our operations.
I feel like, especially, you know, I was really surprised by, you know, the offering in the North Rift region, Eldoret going, you know, going that way. I really commend you, you and the airline for coming up with that idea. And I feel like that is a future. Domestic travel is the future of tourism in Kenya, in my opinion. And I feel that this is something that, you know, needs to be encouraged. You know, there you did a really, really good job. Thank you so much, Cynthia, for the fantastic conversation. Thank you for taking time to, you know, come talk to us.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into the Wamadai podcast. This podcast has been made possible by Semabox. Thank you and see you next week.